Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
On another beautiful Saturday morning.
10 o'clock. It's our open home hour, open to you, the Arizona homeowner. Whatever you want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U to join the conversation. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, or you can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com if you need to send a picture of a project, whatever, a little visual aid assistance to explain what you're trying to work on. You can send it there, and we'll do the best we can to get you the right resources to take care of your project.
Your house, home, castle, or cabin. We've got callers loaded up. I know that. We're going to get to them. But before we do, I want to extend an invitation one more time to all of you contractors out there. Pella Door, Window and Door Company, has a beautiful showroom out on North Scottsdale. They call it the Experience Center. They're having an event for contractors only, okay? So all you contractors that call me during the week and tell me how I answered everybody's question wrong, I'll be there. Come introduce yourself to me. Tell me every place I'm getting it wrong. This is going to be Thursday, March 3rd, from 5 to 8 p.m. After just coming home from the International Builders Show and looking at over 30 different brands of windows made from all over the world, I haven't wavered one degree on where I'm going to shop for the windows for my remodeling project or for my own home. They're going to be Pella. And this project that Jennifer brought up the last hour of a homeowner that's taking a 6-foot patio door and blowing it up to that large glass wall out to the backyard, that's probably one of the more common remodeling projects we're being asked to look at right now. It is absolutely the most common project we're quoting right now, taking the Arizona ranch-style homes that have a plate height of 8 feet and an Arcadia patio sliding door that goes to 7 feet and is 6 feet wide. I want this to be a disappearing glass wall. It is the number one job we're quoting right now, and we're hardly doing any of them because a permit is required. Structural engineering is required. New foundation and footing and support pier posts are required. And it is really, really pricey. We are not winning any popularity contests with our quotes for jobs right now. None.
If you're doing a complete teardown, it'd be a lot easier to put it in the design of a full rebuild.
But yeah,
just that one project by itself, that's an awful lot of work for one.
And there's so many reasons for it structurally. If your house is only 8 feet tall, that's fairly simple. We saw cut the floor. We put two new footings at each end of the opening that you want. We put two new structural support posts. We throw a big old honking beam up there. We take either your trusses or your rafters and hang them off the new beam, bury that inside the roof, and then throw glass up there. When we do that, we are desperately changing your home's resistance to being blown flat in a storm. That's called shear. We're greatly reducing your home's ability to resist lateral loads. So it takes engineering. It takes very specific tactics to solve that problem. And if it's a two-story home and you want the glass going up above the first floor, now we're talking some real cabbage. Oh, yeah, baby. We are talking some real cabbage right now. So, again, it's a very popular. The magazines are making it popular. The manufacturers are making it popular. It looks great. It opens the outside to your inside. Know this. When we do that, there's not going to be any screen readily or easily installed. So when you open the back of your house 16, 18, 20 feet to the backyard for your Super Bowl party or for your wedding reception, just know you're going to be in a truly open-air environment for anything that flies, birds, insects, or anything that crawls. Just know that. So there's other options to it. So I want to throw another help wanted ad out there for Rosie Wright Remodeling. We can only grow as fast as we can hire people. About 6 months ago, I said I would pay $1 million to anyone that would find me a female superintendent that was multilingual. And someone called me Monday and says, I'm calling to collect my $1 million.
Oops.
He says, I've got someone you have to meet. So he introduced me to Miss Sephora, speaks six languages, she taught herself, American citizen, originally from Romania. And she has been one of the best hires I've made in my entire career. She is a real treasure. So I'm hoping by reaching out to my listening audience, letting you all know, Rosie Wright Remodeling is current. If you want us to do one of your jobs, the chances that we can start another remodeling job before November or December of this year is extremely small, unless it's a very small job. Rosie Wright Remodeling needs more good people. If you know someone that would like a career in residential remodeling for the finest of clients on the planet, we'd sure appreciate you reaching out to Rosie Wright Remodeling. You're looking for a couple people over Roth Productions, right?
Yes. We're not sure quite what person at this point, but yes.
We need some admin help at Rosie on the House Productions, for sure. We need anybody that can answer phones, be polite, and can stay committed to being every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We'd sure love to hear from you. All right, let's get to the calls.
All right.
And Jennifer, you loaded up on a bunch of calls during the hour, right? Let's take Andrew first, and then we'll go to live, and then we'll go to all your calls you stored up for us. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. Let's see if we can help you.
So I was telling when I called in that I either have my house is either haunted or there's an electrical problem because the lights are flickering. And so, and it can happen at any given time. If I have my speakers plugged into my computer, I can hear the feedback. If I put on the space heater in my bedroom, all of a sudden I'll realize I left my speakers on because I'll hear the buzz. So I'm at the point where I've hired a bunch of electrician, and I'm either going to go broke on the next one or they're going to fix it because that's my budget.
Okay. All right. Okay. Andrew, so, where in Arizona are
you? I can't afford it.
Where in Arizona is the home?
Dobson, Guadalupe area.
Okay. All right.
And you said you've had electricians out and they haven't been able to solve this?
Oh, no. They give me all different reasons, but it doesn't solve a problem.
How old is the house?
77.
Okay. All right. All right. I'm going to tell you to call John Bolam, all right?
My
electrician.
Right there.
He's right there in that neighborhood. You call John and have him get out there and troubleshoot it. Now, Andrew, because I don't want you to go broke, I don't want you to end up on the street, I don't want you to put your family in a homeless situation, Jennifer is going to pay for John's service call to show up, get an assessment of what needs to be done, and he'll propose to you what he troubleshoots as a part of the solution. So we're not going to pay for the repair, but we're going to pay for John to get out there and do an analysis, and then we will pray that he finds the solution. So we'll pay and pray all at the same time. Andrew, hang on. We'll get you John's number. We'll have to get in touch with John and let him know to bill us, not to bill you. Don't want any of my homeowners going broke. That's
that would
for
be
sure.
Evanston Electric, correct?
Mighty Electrician. Mighty Electrician.
Oh my gosh, what am I doing?
And Mighty Electrician is just so close to where he is right
exactly.
there. They're almost neighbors. Evanston Electric is great in another part of town. That's the great thing about our referral network. We can kind of put them to somebody that's right in their neighborhood.
John, my bad. I just used Evanston recently, so it was top of mind, and they did a great job.
All right. Good. Well, let's see if we can go to the next caller. Let's see if we can bring in, you want to bring in, is that Kelly?
With a slab leak? The buttons don't work on my side. So.
Let's bring in Kelly.
Go, Kelly.
Hey, are you there?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Wonderful. How about yourself?
Well, good. Truthfully, you want me to lie?
Okay. Well, truthfully, how can we help you, buddy?
Hey, I built the house 24 years ago, and I filmed everything, and underneath my slab part of my house, it's actually, I have basement and upstairs, they put all the copper into the ABC, is that what you call it, and didn't sleeve it except where the joists were. So 12 years ago, I had a slab leak, and I fixed it, and it was so bad, I knew it was just a matter of not if, but when. Well, it's now when, and I've got another slab leak, and I'm trying to decide, because if I Band-Aid fix it again, which is, you know, tear up the cement, you know, ruin the floors and all that, then I'm just Band-Aiding it. It's not a matter of if, but when again. So my question is, what do you suggest? Do I repipe? I've had a repiping company come out. I've also had a company that will actually sleeve pipe through the pipes and then expand them. I'm just trying to get an idea because I want this done.
Well, I tell you what, Kelly, I'd take a look at both those proposals. We're a big fan in the waste lines of epoxy lining those and avoid having to tear all your floor up to replace your waste lines. I know they have the technology to do that in the supply lines as well. I'd get a quote and I'd take a hard look at it. But I'd also take a look at getting a complete repipe. And that's going to be it. You've got a basement, you've got some floor joist areas, you've got some slab areas. That's going to take, I'm not going to be able to say over air which way I would go because I can't see all the challenges that would involve. But I wouldn't proceed with either until I got a quote for both. And Kelly, if once you get a quote for both, you want to call me back. And we'll talk through step by step what I would do at my house if I lived in that home. You can certainly feel free to ring me back. Get a quote for both, and let's go from there.